Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Is a presentation of KSL Sports.
Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left, takes it, and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good evening, Cougar Nation. Welcome to Big 12 Basketball. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte with you live here on this Monday championship football evening. But we're talking Cougar hoops, and there's so much to get to as the Cougars are looking to bounce back after that difficult Big 12 debut. We'll unpack what happened against Cincinnati and look ahead to tomorrow night's top 25 clash against the Baylor Bears. And let's just dive right into it with our takeaways.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
Let's get to it, Mitch. Our takeaways. Takeaway number one. I think it was a disappointing intro to start Big 12 play against a fellow newcomer, not even one of the legacy members of the Big 12, Cincinnati, a long road trip. They come in and kind of take the air out of the sail for BYU basketball. How disappointed were you in that performance, Mitch?
Very disappointed. BYU falls 71-60 on Saturday night, and I thought it was a performance. It wasn't anywhere close to the team that we saw in the non-conference. You know, the team that we saw in non-conference play, I was buying stock into them despite the weaker schedule because of the dominance that they displayed. And being on your home court in the Marriott Center, I thought – BYU's going to show up against Cincinnati. They are going to play well, but it was not there. And I thought that BYU got – I don't think it was a case of BYU's personnel can't stack up with Cincinnati. I just thought they lacked some belief in that second half. Once things started to go away from them, Cincinnati pulled away, and BYU's belief and confidence was rattled. And I thought that was what was so disappointing to me. What about for you?
Yeah, I could not agree more, and it just felt like they got away from kind of how they play. I thought there was some mind-boggling, it might be too strong of a term, Mitch, but there were some really puzzling coaching decisions in that second half, and we'll get to that more in a little bit. But I didn't love at the end where there was the offensive-defensive swapping between Khalifa and Atiki. Like, on paper, that makes sense. Atiki's a better defender. Khalifa runs the offense better. But considering in that second half there was no flow, there was very little continuity, you had a hard time getting anything going. I just felt like the switching of rotations back and forth, back and forth, back and forth made it even more difficult than it needed to be. And I think that leads into another takeaway, Mitch. What was coach thinking leaving Trevenel out of the game for over 6 minutes? He exits with about 10 minutes to go, and he was clearly BYU's best player. He was their most reliable scorer. Up to that point, he had made 9 of 13 threes. He had a new career high in scoring. He takes him out, and he sits for 6 minutes. It just did not make a lot of sense, Mitch.
Trevenel had a career high, 27 points, all of which come from three. He knocked down 9 threes, second all-time in a single game in BYU history for most threes made. This was Mark Pope on his thought process behind the decision to sit Trevenel as long as he did.
You know, Trev is playing such great basketball on both ends of the floor. It was really terrific. And we're trying to keep fresh bodies on there the best we can and trying to maintain some matchup integrity with some of the matchups that we liked well. But he was terrific tonight. I thought he was fantastic.
Pope basically kind of ducked around the question. Let's call that what it is, that answer to that. I mean, look, it was, you know, in the non-conference, there were times where fans are saying Jackson Robinson should be starting over Trevenel, and now people are saying Treven should be staying. But the thing is, Treven was having a historic night. Ride that hot hand. He was the only guy that was knocking anything down, any sort of semblance of offense. Let that guy cook. It's like that meme of Woody holding back the toy and saying, hold up, let him cook. Let Trevenel cook, Mark Pope.
Yeah, and I didn't like at the end of that quote, too, when he said, you know, we were trying to keep matchup integrity. And it's like, by that point, that's out the window. Like, the game has become what it's become. You've got to ride with the guys that are playing well. And Trevenel was by far the best player. He even said in the quote, Trevenel's playing great on both sides of the floor. Then play the man, for heaven's sakes. It just, it did not. Look, I can understand maybe he's tired, give him a breather. But 6 minutes, it just didn't make sense. When he had left the game, they were trailing by one. When he comes back in, they're down eight. And then he misses two free throws. He doesn't make another shot the rest of the way. He was clearly cooled off. It just didn't make a lot of sense. And it was that was frustrating, too, is just knowing, hey, we have a guy who's having a career night. Not just a great night, Mitch, a career night. And you take him out when it means the most. The final 10 minutes of the game, that one is going to sting for a little bit.
Especially, too, when you look at the stats. I mean, Trevin was 9 of 14 from 3. The rest of the BYU squad was 4 of 32. You put those two numbers together, it was 13 of 46. But Trevin was the only guy knocking down threes. And BYU got a lot of praise coming into that game last week. They were the nation's darling. And everyone was talking about them being the best shooting team in college basketball. That's why there was this belief that this team can do something special. I think this team can still be pretty good, and we want to get the voice of Cougar Nation out there. 801-575-8255. Is it time to panic on this BYU basketball team? Load up the phone lines. We'll get to some of your calls. But takeaway number three, Matt, you know, we talk about shooting. You're not going to win a lot of ball games when you're shooting total 33% from the field.
It's frightening to think about what the shooting percentage is, too, when you take out Trevenel from that perspective. Yeah. Because, he was 9 of 16 from the field. You already alluded to his three-point shooting, 9 of 14. You take those numbers out, nobody is even close to shooting 50% from the field. And you got guys with double-digit attempts. Noah Waterman, 3 of 12. Dallin Hall, 3 of 13. Spencer Johnson, 3 of 9. Even Jackson Robinson, 2 of 7. You would have liked to have seen more attempts, but he was not efficient either. And you're just, look, we can complain about the Trevenel not playing at the end of the game. We can complain about a lot of things. We can point to a lot of things. At the end of the day, Mitch, you're not going to beat anybody in the Big 12 if you shoot 33%. I take a little comfort in that, knowing they shot so poorly, and maybe if they had been more like themselves, they could have won that game. But, man, 33% shooting is not good. They got outshot by 10% by Cincinnati.
It was pretty surreal, too, to see BYU jack up 46 three-pointers. This was Mark Pope after the game on if he was okay with that volume of three-point shooting.
Well, I like the 46. I would take 46. The disappointing side is, you know, we missed 30 of them, give or take, right? We missed 33 of them. And we were really unsuccessful on the offensive glass, and that's a real problem for us.
They weren't that unsuccessful in the offensive glass, Mitch. They had more offensive rebounds than Cincinnati. I think not all three-point shots are created equal. A lot of Trevenel's threes, the offense was flowing. It finds him. He puts it up. He makes it. There were a lot of other threes where they were just settling for deep threes, downhill in particular, a lot of threes that were several feet off the three-point line. Those you'd rather not take unless the shot clock is expiring.
No question. And I think that, you know, this team, too, has got to find a little bit of its identity in the Big 12. It's kind of similar to football where, you know, you start off high and you feel good about yourself. But I feel like the men's basketball start is far different than what football was. I think there's too many people saying, oh, no, here we go. Men's basketball is going to do the same nosedive that football did. Football was a bad product even in non-conference play.
Yep.
It looked bad against Sam Houston. It didn't shock any of us that they were losing in the Big 12. It was just shocking that they never got it right offensively. BYU basketball is a good team. It's just, I think it was just a little bit worrisome to lose to a fellow newcomer on your home floor. That's what kind of makes you pause. And again, the question of the day today is it time to panic on BYU basketball? We want to hear from Cougar Nation throughout the show. Let's get in to the phone lines. Linda from Salt Lake City. Linda, is it time to panic on this BYU team?
No, I love the players, especially Trevenel and Noah Waterman are my two of my very favorite players. And I just felt so bad for Noah Saturday night. I mean, he just couldn't seem to get the shots in, and I just felt so bad. And I agree with you guys on Mark Pope, and when he, I didn't want him to take Trevin out of the game either. I don't think that was right at all, because where he was scoring a bunch of points and stuff, that really made me mad, actually.
I agree.
Why are you doing this?
I think a lot of Cougar Nation, Linda, was sharing those similar sentiments. Thanks for the call. 801-575-8255. Yeah, Nolan Waterman, 7 points, 3 of 12, 1 of 9 from 3. Noah's having this trend of these big games against Utah, against Cincinnati. He's not delivering at the level that we saw against, you know, NC State and Arizona State, where he's the Vegas Showdown MVP. They need Noah Waterman to show up, Matt.
Yeah, however, I do want to give him some credit. 8 rebounds. He led the team in rebounding. Yeah. The team got out-rebounded by Cincinnati, and I think that played a large role in the loss as well. But I thought Noah was still impactful in ways. It's just 1 of 9. That is hard. That's hard to stomach, and I think the only nitpick I have with Noah is he has shown throughout his career he could be insanely hot and hit 5, 6, or 7 threes, and he's making a difference. And there's other games, like the Utah loss and the Cincinnati loss, Mitch, where he's not shooting the ball well. My only nitpick would be, when you don't have it from deep, get in the low paint. Backdoor cuts, get to the free throw line. No free throws. It's you got to find ways to score besides sitting on the three-point line. So I love that he was involved on the glass. But if you don't have it from deep, get to the rim. I felt like that was missing from nearly everybody on the team. Dallin Hall wasn't attacking as much as he's capable of doing. Noah Waterman was floating on the three-point line. If you're not shooting it well, find a way to get to the free throw line. Find a way to get to the rim to try and get your game going.
BYU's 12-2 overall, 0-1 in Big 12 play. We'll take our first timeout. We'll get to more of your phone calls, 801-575-8255. It's Cougar Nation. The voice of Cougar Nation can be heard over this next hour talking BYU hoops. And we're going to share our thoughts on if it's time to panic on BYU basketball. Taking a break. More after this.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.